Kinder, Yud Zayin. This Kinder lists all of the terrible things that happened, or a lot of the terrible things that happened to Klal Yisrael by the Churban Bayis. How the Klal Yisrael, so wonderful, beautiful, Am Yivchar, were turned because of starvation to animals. As it starts off, Im Taichalna Nashim Piryam Oilai Tipuchim, if mothers ate their children, Alalai Li, is how sad it is to me. Im Tavashena Nashim Rachmani Ois Yiladim Hamadudim Tvachim Tvachim, Alalai Li. How they cooked their children, the mothers of Klal Yisrael, the Rachmanim, have such love for the children because of the starvation, the tsar. They ate their children, they cooked them. Tvachim, tvachim. And the Gemara brings down, what does it mean, tvachim, tvachim? That once with a lady in Shalayim, she had a son. Every tefach that the child grew, she gave that amount to the Beis HaMikdash. And when the siege came, when they surrounded Yerushalayim because of starvation, even though she loved her son tremendously, she ate him. In Tidbak L'Shein Yoynek L'Cheich Tzmarin Tzchichim, the children who were nursing the mothers, nursing children, they were so dry from not having what to drink that their tongues were stuck to the top of the mouth and they weren't able even to drink. And it continues at Kina. Im tohimeno zu laumas zu boyin vashos benenu tzorchim. How parents together they shared the children to eat. Ay lalili. Im tevaadna zu zu tini benech mukhavi menutach unesachim. And a mother said, let's split your son. And the son was already eaten. Im tezmena besar avos labonim. Bim ma'arais visichim. List again how the children ate parents. Im tuchayavna b'nois alchek imois in the spachim. Which means how the children die in the hands of the parents. And the kinah continues. Tzara after tzara. Im tetoisna ruchais eilen rochavis kirat apuchim. Im teyakerno b'shiko rechem tzimuk shadayim eim al banim shachim. No food, they had nothing to offer to the children. Im tekashalm l'shmeinemeis meginim b'arav aluchim. They took 800 young kahanim. They trapped him in Arav, in Arabia. And there they had nothing to eat. Im tluhat merucham b'minei meluchim anayis nefuchim. The famous Maisi in Chazal, that when Klaish was going out to Golis, they went to the Yishmaelim, and the Yishmaelim acted very friendly to them. They gave them bread and other foods, and it was very, very salty. And they didn't have what to eat and drink beforehand, so now they had something to eat, so they ate it a lot. And they were very, very thirsty. And the Shemaelim gave them empty canteens, leather canteens. That was how they used to have water in those days. They were empty, and they put it to their mouths, and in came the ear forcefully into their lungs. And it killed them because they were so full of, the body couldn't resist against the flow of hot air into their body, was so weak that they died from it. And if you see the continuation of the whole kina, how imtimaatna me'elef me'yom me'ya sarad echel le'epachim, that there were so many yidden, so many, and left over only one. In tisrafna, in tenasar, tenais, no, the masach elo shmoni elof karim parochim. That 80,000 priests who were destroyed. In tisrafna al dam noki, shmoni elof karim meshuchim, and you have 80,000 kohanim that were meshuach to be kohanim. And it continues tzara after tzara. And at the end of the kina, it says the following. Hoy, al kol shcheinei haroyim. Ma sheikroim moidim. You let everybody know what happened to Klal Yisrael. Look what we suffered. Look how we suffered. Look what Hashem did to us. But what you did, you didn't say. You say, oh, look how mothers were forced to eat their children. That you refire them. That you tell everybody. In the heart, you make this Hashem. But the fact that they killed Zechariah and Navi in the Beit HaMikdash, that no one says. That's quiet. Meaning that Hashem is saying to Klal Yisrael, this was an einish. You make it sound like it's a terrible suffering. Well, you didn't say why you deserved it. Why is it that this happened? It's because it was Nerag in the Beis HaMikdash and Yom Kippur, a Kohen V'Navi. And the question is, did all of Klal Yisrael kill this Navi? There were a few people, Rishayim, they killed the Navi. Why is it that in all of Yerushalayim, all over parts of Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael are being tortured, little children being tortured, mothers that had nothing to do with the killing of Zechariah HaNavi, why is it that they had to suffer? Hashem doesn't do something that's unjust. Hashem only does the right thing. So why is it that they had to suffer? If you look in Tanakh, there's the Maisa with Achan, that they took over Hebron, Yerichai, and they're also to take any of the spoils, any of the treasures, money, gold and silver that belonged to Yeruchai. There's a chayrim. No one's allowed to have it. And Klal Yisrael went to Mechama. And they went to Mechama. Yidden started getting killed. That's not supposed to happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, told Yeshua, told Moshe and Yeshua, that when they go to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to win all the Mechamas. And now we see that the Kedoshim, Klal Yisrael, the Kedoshim, are dying, are getting killed in the Mechama. Klal Yisrael knew that something was wrong, that Hashem is upset with them, otherwise this would never happen. There's no coincidence. Things just don't happen by itself. And Hashem told them that you, Klal Yisrael, went against the Cherem. And they used the treasures of Yericho.
That's a pshat. Klal Yisrael said, we didn't touch it. And of course, the Tanakh tells us they made a goro and they found out there was Achan. Achan himself went and took from the treasures. And the question is, if Achan does something, the whole Klal Yisrael has to suffer? And how can Hashem say that they, Klal Yisrael, is responsible? What do they have to do with Achan? Some people didn't even talk to Achan. They don't know who he is even. Maybe they knew who he is, but they didn't have control over him. Why is it his responsibility of all Klal Yisrael? And the Michel Eliyahu explains that if Klal Yisrael was in the proper Madrego, if Klal Yisrael understood, if Klal Yisrael understood how chomer, how important it is not to touch the money, the treasures of Yericho, of course they're not going to touch it, but they didn't think it's a terrible thing. If they themselves would realize it's a terrible thing, you know, to go connected the Ratz and Hashem. Hashem said, don't touch it. If they'd say, oh, Chas V'Shalom, we wouldn't dream of it. We wouldn't do it at all. It's terrible going connected the Ratz and Hashem. Then Achan himself would have not taken. But since by Klal Yisrael, the whole Klal Yisrael, they didn't understand the importance of not touching it, they just, as George said, they didn't respect the tzivui of Hashem. So that had an effect in Achan to take it. And we can understand this as once Rav Gifter got up in a good convention and he said the following. There is a Yiddish expression, I'll say it first and I'll explain it. E crystal tzich, azay yidl tzich. Which means if you see the Goyim, so now you see the Yidden. Meaning, so Gifter explained, that normally we understand this to mean that if we see how the Goyim are acting, now we understand why the Yidden act the way they do. But Rav Gifter said, no, that's not the pshat. He said over from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the pshat is the exact opposite. E crystal tzich! If you want to see why the Goyim are acting the way they do, azor yidl tzich! Because the Goyim, the Yidden, are not acting as they're supposed to be acting. Of course, the Goyim do much worse. That's only because we're not at our best. And he said, as it says, Yisrael Leiv Ha'amim. Yisrael is the heart of the whole nation. If the heart is sick, then the whole body is sick. A muscle. A person goes to the doctor and says, doctor, I have pains in my foot. So the doctor takes out the stethoscope, starts checking the heart. The patient says, doctor, I told you my foot's hurting me, not my heart. Doctor says, mind your own business. Don't you realize that the center, the control center of the body is the heart? And could be the reason why you have a problem in your foot is because your heart's not the way it's supposed to be. could be the circulation, the blood flowing to your foot is not going there fast enough because the heart is not working enough. So if Klal Yisrael is doing to the lave, if the lave is not at its best, then the amim are also not at its best. A person who's very weak and on a deathbed and his heart's pumping, he's alive. But look at the whole body. Frail, can hardly move. The stronger the heart is, the stronger the body. And if we are the lev amim, the more we, the stronger we are, the better we are, the better they are. And that is the meaning of Chazal, that because of sin is chinam, the base of Midrash was destroyed. Because if there would be no sin is chinam, then we'd have the base of Midrash. And if we had the base of Midrash, the Goyim would respect us and honor us and love us, and they would bring kabbanis in the base of Midrash and try to come close to the Am Hanivchar, Hashem's loved nation. But we destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. By not having Achdus, the walls of the Beis HaMikdash can't stand. And they fell apart. And when we don't have Achdus, what do the Goyim do? They hate us. They hurt us. They run after us. And they cause us a tremendous amount of tzaras. And if you want to stop all those sorrows, you know how we can stop all those sorrows? If we are stronger and healthier, we have a health. We are the lave and are the healthy lave. It's not enough to say, "Oh, I don't hate that person." That's compared to a person in his deathbed. He's living, the heart's moving. But look at the rest of the body. You can see the heart's not so strong. If we just say, we just feel, oh, I can get along with him, I don't hate him, then the lev is lacking. And then the goyim take it more to an extreme. If we, meaning the Torah, Shomer Torah Mitzvah Jews, if we ourselves enhance the heart, make the heart stronger, make it pump, full of vim and vigor to the whole body. If we not just have only, not to have only, if we are not just over the Isra Sinus Chim, but we do more than that. We are right the Shalom, an Oyev Shalom. Mekayev and our brothers and sisters to Torah. We are a healthy heart. Then it flows to the entire body. And the entire body is healthy. And everything is working wonderfully. It's all in our hands. And is upon us a chiyuv. If we want all the evil to stop. If we want all the chatoyim, all the rishayim, all the tsaris that are being caused by the goyim to stop. Then it is us, the lave, who have to be very, very strong in Avas Klal Yisrael, in Avas Chinam, in Kirvas Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chesed through Tefillah, Daven for someone's Hatzlacha, someone's Parnasa, someone's Matzliach. Are we jealous? Or are we happy? If we're jealous, and we are jealous, then it's a sick heart. And then the rest of the body is also sick. But if we are healthy, if we're happy by someone else's atzlacha, we're happy in someone else's aliyah and Torah and mitzvahs, when they get engaged, we're happy. When they marry off their children, we're happy. When they have a good position in life, we're happy. and everything will fall into picture. The whole body will be healthy. Now coming back to the kino. If Klai Yisrael was machshiv Zechariah Novi properly, if the whole Eretz Yisrael understood what the mile of a Novi, how wonderful it is to have a Novi in their midst, to have a Novi who tells us the Dvar Hashem, who can tell us every single Yid what they're supposed to do in their life. If we would love that, we would appreciate it, we'd fear for their words and we listen to them, and parents would raise their children with this knowledge, they would say, my young child, you know why we're so lucky? Because he has someone by the name of Zechariah Novi in our life. He's living in Yerushalayim. And men, ladies, and children would all have a chavivus for Neviim and want to hear what they have to say. But if Klai Yisrael as a whole is not machshiv them, as they should be, avada they were machshiv them, but not on the proper madrega, then it can happen that Rishoyim can kill Zechariah Novi. And therefore, who's at fault? Everybody's at fault. It's the parents, the mothers that didn't teach their children the proper chinuch of how to love a Navi. It's the parents who didn't teach their fathers and teach their children, the sons, how to love a Navi. And therefore, you have an einish, l'aleinu, of eating children, of parents being eaten by their children, of kohanim. The kohanim that show the way, the ma'ir, the derech, they didn't appreciate it enough, they didn't show the chashivas. They have to get an einish. Havada, this is a very high madrega, but Klal Yisrael, Hashem wants perfection. And we have to strive. And the more we build in our houses, the importance of another Yid, how important it is to love another Yid, how important it is to give over to another Yid. If we have that, then the whole goof will be better. And if the whole goof will be better, we'll be taka zeucha for the Mason Mills to be built. And we must think, when we say this kina, to remind ourselves that when we hurry, you make this Hashem kain and avi loy mashmiyim. And the tzareinu in our days, we hear such terrible tragedies, things that we would never dream of happening. We have to look at ourselves and say, we are the heart, and we have to make sure that this heart is healthy.